KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies around 83. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies 60. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies mid 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 60s. As we head into Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures upper 80s. Right now, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Several Kansas State University fraternity members have tested positive for COVID-19. The Riley County Health Department says it's confirmed several positive cases of COVID-19 associated with the Phi Delta Theta fraternity at K-State. KWCH-TV reports that the Riley County Health Department says there are 13 positive cases at the fraternity, making the incident an outbreak. The health department says the second outbreak is concerned with Blue Valley USD 384 district office in Randolph, where a total of 7 people, including staff members and school board members, have tested positive. A Topeka man has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in federal prison for stealing more than $47,000 in an identity theft scheme. Federal prosecutors for Kansas say 42-year-old Joseph Adams was sentenced this week to 46 months in federal prison after earlier submitting guilty pleas to more than one account. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Law enforcement authorities in Arkansas believe they've found the body of a missing Overland Park woman. In a tragic end to a multi-state search, Marilyn Carter was likely found dead yesterday in her vehicle in West Memphis. Positive identification of the body still pending. Officials do not suspect foul play. KSN-TV reports that Carter had been missing for more than 2 weeks. The mom of three left the Kansas City metro area August 1st to drive to Birmingham, Alabama, to visit family and seek mental health treatment. One of the two Kansas counties that did not have any coronavirus cases now has a positive case to report. Rawlins County says a 33-year-old man has tested positive for COVID-19. The health department says he's recovering at home. KSN-TV reports the only Kansas county now that still does not have any positive coronavirus cases is Wallace County. And if you've been enjoying this cooler weather in the Sunflower State, continue to enjoy it, at least until week's end. Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A crop duster pilot suffered serious injuries when he crashed his plane into a cornfield north of Scotts Bluff yesterday morning and knocked out power to 2,400 utility customers. Scotts Bluff County Sheriff Mark Overman said the plane hit a power line as it crashed, causing the power outage. The power line hit the cab of a semi hauling a load of cattle, but the driver and cattle were not injured. The plane's pilot was taken to a hospital for treatment of his injuries, which are not believed to be life-threatening. The University of Nebraska at Kearney is looking to draw more out-of-state students by offering them in-state tuition. UNK has announced that beginning with the 2021-22 school year, it will offer resident tuition to all out-of-state students. The new policy expands a UNK program that had offered the same in-state tuition deal to students from Colorado and Kansas. The school is calling the program the new Nebraskan Scholarship. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Identity of two individuals who died as a result of a single vehicle accident early Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County were released. 19-year-old Quentin Chuck Norris of Onega died Sunday, and 18-year-old Keaton Blasky of Havensville later died Tuesday. Both young men were reportedly thrown from the vehicle, which left K-63 Highway for some distance, then returned to the roadway, and then overturned several times. Authorities are asking anyone with information regarding the accident shortly before 12:45 a.m. Sunday, contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Keaton Blasky was a senior at Onega High School, and Chuck Norris graduated in 2019. Minimal damage was reported, but a man did suffer minor burns due to a kitchen fire at a Beatrice apartment early Tuesday morning, shortly before 4 a.m. The 27-year-old man escaped on his own and was treated by EMTs at the scene. USD 113 Prairie Hills School District, including Axtell, at a special board meeting Monday evening, adopted a practical mask plan. That revises an announcement last week by the district that masks would be optional. The revised plan outlines times when masks should be worn, and when social distancing allows, they will be optional. In-person classes are scheduled to begin August 25th, with a remote learning option available. The change was initiated when a number of parents had expressed concern. Blue Valley USD 384 District Office in Randolph reports seven people, including staff members and board members, tested positive for COVID-19. Six of those people live in Riley County.
Tuesday afternoon, Beatrice Public Schools announced that Lincoln Elementary in Beatrice will go to remote learning only beginning Wednesday and go through September 2nd. It was discovered that seven staff members have tested positive for COVID-19 and contact tracing is underway in those cases. All other buildings in the Beatrice School District will remain at Tier 2 moderate risk level, but the opt-out policy on face coverings is being ended. The mask policy will be reviewed when Lincoln Elementary reopens. And Lewiston Consolidated Schools has confirmed its first case of COVID-19. Superintendent Rick Kentfield said the school has been in contact with the Southeast Health Department, and as of now, the school will remain open.
Our current protocols are the same as we started the school year with last Thursday. And then when we get to that point in our protocols, we partner with the Southeast Community Health District to make decisions regarding contact tracing and quarantining. One of our fears right now is that we do not have substitute teachers lined up, or paras for that matter. So what could cause us to close our doors quicker than anything would be if it affects our staff.
Everyone associated with Lewiston Consolidated Schools is encouraged to continue social distancing, wear a mask when not social distancing, and monitor symptoms.
Christine Wassenberg, age 56, of Marysville, passed away August 10th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Christina Wassenberg. Sunshine this morning, 58 degrees. Winds are calm. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 19th of August. It's 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this high-pressure system overhead, bringing us quiet weather across much of the Midwest into the east central parts of the United States as well. Otherwise, it looks like temperature-wise, not bad at all. We're still seeing north-northwesterly flow aloft, bringing us these cool temperatures. It looks like highs across that area will continue to see in the lower 80s. We will start to see warmer temperatures, though, as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend, but like I said, still dry weather. So across the area, sunny skies around 83. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, temperatures at 60. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 60s. For Friday and Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the upper 80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 87. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2003. The average low, 63. Record low, 52 in 2012. Sunset this evening, 8:16. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
Portland, New York, San Francisco. These sanctuary cities defy federal law and give safe harbor to illegal immigrant criminals. Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Jerry Moran have been fighting to secure our border and enforce America's immigration laws. Congressman Marshall and Senator Moran, they have voted to crack down on liberal sanctuary cities and take federal money away from these havens for dangerous criminals. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Moran at 316-269-9257. Urge them to support H.R. 3000 and S-1644, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Cut federal funds. Turn up the heat on sanctuary cities. Stop giving dangerous illegal immigrant criminals a place to hide right here in America. And keep fighting illegal immigration. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Big upsets in the bubble. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In the first round of the NBA playoffs last night, Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers rallied late in the fourth quarter to stun the LeBron James-led Lakers.
Dame top of the key takes another deep three. It's good from Dame distance. It is Dame time in the fourth quarter, and the Lakers will take a timeout.
On KPOJ, 193 the final as Portland jumps out to a 1-0 series lead. The Magic pulled off a shocking upset in their series opener as well, getting 35 points from Nikola Vucevic en route to a 122-110 win over the top-seeded Bucks. Also last night, James Harden dropped 37 on the Thunder, leading the Rockets to a 123-108 win in Game 1. The Heat began their playoff run with a 113-101 win over the Pacers. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Golden Knights are through to the second round, beating the Blackhawks 4-1 with a 4-3 victory in Game 5 last night. The Capitals avoided a sweep at the hands of the Islanders, getting two goals from Alex Ovechkin in a 3-2 win. Meanwhile, Dallas took a 3-2 lead over the Flames with a 2-1 win. Baseball, Twins starter Kenta Maeda took a no-hitter into the ninth against the Brewers before Eric Sogard broke it up with a single. Milwaukee then tied the game to force extra innings where Minnesota won in the 12th.
And the 0-1, a weak ground ball to the right side. It gets past the mound. Byron coming on the throw. The slide is safe. Twins win. Twins win. The Minnesota Twins win it.
On WCCO, Byron Buxton scampering home on the ground ball by Jorge Polanco for a 4-3 Twins win. In Houston, the Astros' Zach Greinke and the Rockies' Antonio Senzatella dueled for 8 scoreless innings before turning the game over to the bullpens. Houston won on a walk-off single by Miles Straw in the 11th. And Carlos Santana's 10th inning, 3-run moonshot over the left field foul pole provided the winning margin for the Indians over the Pirates, 6-3 the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's the 8th Annual Odell Show and Shine Car Show, sponsored by Sutton Repair. Over 50 classes of cars, trucks, motorcycles, and anything else with wheels you want to show off. Registration from 9 a.m. to noon, and the show runs from noon to 3:30, right in front of Sutton Repair and Odell. It's the 8th Annual Odell Show and Shine Car Show, sponsored by Sutton Repair, this Saturday in conjunction with Odell Community Day.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Purchasing in bulk and online are trends here to stay, according to new consumer-based research. A global study from Momentum Worldwide reveals that only 16% of shoppers said they would immediately go back to the way things were before the pandemic. The trends present challenges in marketing and packaging of consumer goods and grocery items. The survey found 84% of consumers now shop online, but 76% said they do miss casual browsing, even at the grocery store. The results also found 61% of consumers plan to do more cooking at home, 60% plan to eat healthier. The trends are changing, perhaps permanently, the shopping experiences and expectations. The survey found 62% of consumers plan to buy more groceries online after the pandemic. 59% say they'll purchase more home goods online post-pandemic. But 25% of consumers say they will leave online grocery shopping after the pandemic. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals declined a rehearing request of the June dicamba decision. The decision leaves Bayer, Corteva, and BASF with one final legal option to overturn the ruling vacating registration of dicamba herbicides, that is, appealing to the Supreme Court. Early June, the court vacated the registration for Bayer's Xtendimax, Corteva's Fexapan, and BASF's Engenia. They're all dicamba-based herbicides. Now, last month, all three companies petitioned for a group of judges to rehear the case. A statement from BASF said they are assessing additional legal options, including a challenge to the U.S. Supreme Court. But the ruling doesn't apply to future registrations of dicamba herbicides, and EPA is reviewing whether or not to allow for its use in 2021. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we start off yet another day here on this Wednesday, we will first take a quick recap at how things finished up yesterday across the ag commodity markets, as it was a rather mixed to slightly lower day, lower especially for the grains, oilseeds, and the row crops, really just in general. We'll start with the grains, as September corn finished at 327 a bushel. That was down 4 cents. December down 3 at 341 and 3/4. All three, Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat were in the red. Kansas City wheat specifically for the month of September finished at $4.30 a bushel. That was down 7 1/4. December down 7 cents at 441 and a half. And the soybeans also finished a bit lower yesterday. September beans down 0.5 cent at 912. November down 1 1/2 to 913 and 3/4. Soy meal also finished a bit grim. September down 210 to 296.20. However, soy oil sustained a slight gain of 28 points to 3158. Cotton complex also a bit weaker at the close. December cotton down 35 points at 62.93. A peek through the livestock saw mostly mixed figures. Live and feeder cattle were mostly higher. However, the immediate month of August live cattle was down 17 at 106.72, and October was unchanged at 109.87. But then again, a bit of green numbers beyond that. Feeder cattle saw quite a bit of green, with August up 50 cents at 143.22, and September was up $1.20 at 145.60. And then it was in the opposite direction. Triple-digit losses for the lean hogs yesterday. October hogs finished down 210 to 51.42. Energy markets were slightly higher. However, crude oil for September was unchanged at 42.89 a barrel, and the rest of the complex was lower. Unleaded gas gains a penny to 128 a gallon. Heating oil and natural gas were also slightly higher. Gold was up 14.40 to 19.99.40. Silver up 40 cents to 28.07 an ounce, and the dollar index slightly higher. Sam's back with the markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyAtFord.com. Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Examples 2024 Super Group SLT 4x4. Stock 2TO97 MSRP 54135. Rusty at discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Metal qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire August 31st, 2020.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Of course, it is agriculture. Again, today we're talking about your lawn and what you should do this time of year to get it repaired. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-18. Check out flora.com.
If your lawn has the summertime blahs, our gardening guru Jim Fazell is here to help out. Yesterday he told us we need to start by core aerifying the lawn and using one of the machines that has the tines every 2 inches, 2 inches by 2 inches, to do a very good job of core aerifying that lawn. And then what, Jim?
First of all, if you just have some bare spots in your lawn or dead spots where the chinch bugs got in it or the kids played out there and tore some of the grass out, you don't need to repair the whole lawn. You need to scratch those spots up. If there's stuff in there from thatch, you remove it and take some fresh soil and fill that little low spot. Now, once you get those spots filled up and even and worked up so that you can have a kind of a seed bed, a little bit of loosened soil. Seed those spots, hand seed them, gently rake the seed in, and you can cover them if you want to. Now, you can use just a handful of straw. Also, if you're going to do a lot of this, there is a mat. It's actually a woven mat of wood fibers that can be used as a cover. Now, if you're going to do a lot of it, it may be worth time for you to go buy one of these rolls of these. They're not expensive, and you can keep them from year after year if you need to. So that's how you work up the little bare spots. Now, if you have a lot of bare spots in your lawn, maybe 50% of it has been torn up or bugs have gotten into it, the sod webworms or the grubs, so you've got a lot of bare areas out there. It may be advisable to redo the whole lawn, but you don't need to dig it up to do that. The way to do that is either slit seed the thing or power rake it so that you have grooves going through the lawn and then seed it. Now, you do that, first of all, by cutting the grass very short, making sure that you don't have any low spots or high spots in the lawn. If there's just a couple of those, you can redo that by hand. When you get the lawn in fairly good shape, then slit seeding or power raking and then broadcast seeding will put seed down very nicely. It will put the seed down in rows. Now, if you're going to do either one of those, you need to make these rows north and south or east and west in your lawn or whatever direction you want to start, and then at a bias, and that means at about a 45-degree angle. These slit seeders are like miniature conservation drills. They have a blade that cuts into the soil. They drop the seed behind that, and they have a press wheel behind that. They work beautifully.
And there are alternatives to slit seeders, which Jim will talk about tomorrow. Back after this.
We're talking today to our SkyTech pilot, Randy Prowitz. Why should producers consider using Headline Amp fungicide?
Headline Amp is going to help your crop with disease control, stress mitigation, and plant health.
And does it really make that much difference?
It really does. Fungicide shows to make a lot of difference, especially in yield.
When is the best time to apply fungicide?
The best time is at full tassel.
If they need more information, who should they contact, Randy?
They can contact any of our Farmers Cooperative Agronomy branches.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, sunshine 60 with a light wind this Marysville. Highs around 80 on another mild day today. Gradual warm up then into the weekend. No chance for rain in sight.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Cincinnati Reds and the Royals were supposed to begin a two-game series in KC last night, but Major League Baseball decided to postpone the game to give Cincinnati more time for testing. Now, the clubs will play a doubleheader today, with the first seven-inning game taking place with the first pitch at 4:05 and the second game about 30 minutes after the first game ends. Matt Harvey will start Game 2 for the Royals in his return to the mound after more than a year. He once pitched for the Mets against Kansas City in the 2015 World Series, but has struggled to regain his former All-Star form. The Dallas Cowboys have released defensive tackle Gerald McCoy a day after the newcomer sustained a season-ending leg injury. McCoy tore his right quadriceps muscle Monday while engaging defensive tackle Atwam Woods during an individual drill. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Where would we be without lightning? In a world that wasn't so green. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs. Not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 19th, the 232nd day of the year. Aviation pioneer Orville Wright and Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry were all born on this day. Plants need nitrogen for vigorous growth. That's why we spread fertilizer in the fall and keep compost piles. But nature also has its own way of fortifying the soil, and it's done with lightning. Nitrogen in the air needs to be chemically changed to be used by the soil. So when a bolt of lightning heats nitrogen molecules, they bond with oxygen, forming nitrogen oxides. Then all it takes is a rain shower to carry this usable nitrogen back to the soil. What we do in a weekend of spreading compost or fertilizer, Mother Nature does quite literally in a flash. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fascinating weather facts at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I am insensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love. That you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like. Hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.